On today's episode of the Back Pocket Podcast, Jake, what do we have?
We're talking about the feedback we got.
From episode one.
Oh yeah, from the first episode. We're talking about little kids with adult haircuts. And we're talking about music.
Awesome. I think it's worth noting real quick before we get into this episode, the little kids with adult haircuts does evolve into some fat child shaming, which then goes a little dark in my own history, my past. But I think it's worth noting that, Dad, I love you, and I hope you all enjoy this episode. Let's roll the intro.
Roll it.
Back Pocket, a podcast by Jake and Dylan.
Welcome back from our amazing intro. Wasn't that something?
I like the part where the music came in.
And that's what we heard a lot of. Everyone was like, wow, that intro was something special. And
did anyone actually say that?
No, but I'm surprised no one did. Because we took a lot of pride in that when Jake made that. That was something that we were very excited about.
I liked it a lot. You know what? It's probably because they thought it was just something we bought. But no.
You can't buy heart.
That's pure creativity, baby.
Well, what else did you hear, Jake? I know you got a lot of feedback from friends.
Oh, I got so much feedback from friends.
Because you have friends.
Let's start off with my dad. let me think. We made people giggle.
Score.
That's one thing I got. Lots of giggling.
just voice memos sent to you.
Just actual just giggling. And I could hear us in the background. They're like, okay, that's pretty nice. I heard from a friend that they liked the improvisational parts where we just kind of go off on like tangents, which always makes the editing really fun. So we should do a lot more of that.
Which, speaking of editing, one thing aside from the likes and ums, that getting rid of likes and ums isn't incredibly tough. It's when we stretch out words into, when we don't enunciate and words just form into one another, just the like so then you can't you can't actually separate that, because the end of the E and the start of the sound, they just morph into one.
I don't know if people actually notice it, but I think we're just hyper aware because we spend like several hours getting through all the editing. But anytime there's a choppy, a little like part where words get clipped or shit gets like brought together, and you can hear like the difference in like the voice, the sound quality, or like even like the air in the background. Speaking of, I'm going to turn my fan away from me. But like any of that, I listen to it and I'm just like, oh God, people are going to hate this. But I guess it didn't impact the listening.
I think.
But so, I also heard that the sound quality was good.
Good enough. Passable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there's moments where my sound quality was good, or because we recorded multiple things at separate times and used different devices, so.
didn't come through at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Not entirely consistent, but I guess, yeah. Maybe it was.
I spent money on this microphone for a good reason, and I can justify it, because one person said it sounded nice. to keep going on this nice feedback we're getting, because we do appreciate it and we always want more. Structure was brought up.
Yes, we need more structure.
We need rules. We need a manager.
And that's what I miss. Ever since graduating college, I miss structure. I miss having classes to go to. I miss having deadlines to meet. I miss.
Yeah.
We need structure.
Yeah. Sure.
But I want to like cut it loose, you know?
That's what we're here for, though.
Dead air. Dead air.
Maybe cut that out. Maybe put it in. I don't know.
That's not structured. Everything needs to be followed to a T, Jake. Right now, we've got 27 seconds left to discuss feedback. 27 seconds remaining to discuss feedback.
Anything you want to bring? I feel like I've been.
Yeah, you just won't stop talking.
Stuff. Can't stop.
No, one of the things initially that I was nervous about was saying people's full names, and I realized that, well, disclosing someone's identity, right, without their permission. Mm-hmm. And so I know friends enjoyed hearing themselves, even if they knew, even if I didn't say their name, knowing, hey, that's me. And so then receiving the Leonardo DiCaprio from what's that, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, or mm-hmm. yeah, him pointing at the screen, saying that's how I felt when I heard myself being brought up. But aside from
it's
that,
a cool moment.
It is a cool moment on a podcast.
We can give that to people.
So just, yeah, send us a check of like
in what is essentially right now something we're just sending to the people that we're talking about.
So, so yeah, we'll just start plugging you guys more.
You can, well, pay us.
So like I'm
and we'll do something about it.
So someone that I did send this podcast to, Tim, I forgot to mention you, man. So like this is your moment. If you're listening, like, fuck yeah.
Shoot me that Venmo later.
Congrats, man. You made it.
Official.
Hey, dude. You rock.
Do you know anyone who's actually named Tim?
Yeah, two of my roommates from school were named Tim.
Two? Wow.
Two.
I've only met one actual Tim in my life. He was my roommate in sophomore year.
So that brings us to our next topic. Roommates named Tim.
Yep.
Is it a thing?
Are they out there?
Are you listening?
Keep going.
Do schools intentionally room you with people named Tim because they have structure that you lack?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I chose mm-hmm. mine. Maybe he chose me. Maybe the universe chose us.
It's the bumper sticker. Who saved who?
Oh my god!
With the dog. who rescued who?
I hate those things. If you have one of those, I don't like you.
Stop listening.
That's just some of the hot takes that we're gonna have over the course of this podcast.
And speaking of hot takes, and I'm bringing structure to today's episode. So at 9:12 p.m. while we're recording, that means it's time for something else we're very, very hot about.
Hmm?
Little kids with adult haircuts.
Mm.
Jake, this is you, man.
Topic of the night. Leading things off with it. Yeah, something I wanted to talk about. Something I feel slightly passionate about, I guess you could say. But, oh God, where do I fucking start? I'm sure everyone's seen it in their lives before. It's like the little 4-year-old who has, like, I mean, I can almost compare it to the haircut that I get nowadays. But I don't know, it's just like, it'll be nice and like, you know, shortened up on the sides and still has like nice and flowy on top. And, I don't know, I guess, I just fucking hate it so much. I'm gonna look up a picture of it.
Because I know what you're it's like the G-Eazy haircut, whatever that is, that somehow
yeah. When kids have everyone... if you give your child a fucking fade or something like that, like, their haircuts should not take more than, like, you know, 15 or 20 minutes.
Because when I was a kid, I'll tell you what, my father, he...
I see right now a picture of a 3-year-old with a man bun.
And his name is Mateo. His name is Thaddeus.
His name is Crispin. Yeah, what are the names of these children? Parker.
Maurice?
Nah.
Nah.
Sounds like an old man's name. I don't even think that's a name anymore.
I was thinking Eugene at first, and I was like, yes, that's too old. Then Maurice came out even older.
Yeah, but Good God. And then it's also when it's paired with children also, who's, I'm guessing, and I don't know, I don't want to generalize, but like their parents are most likely the parents who give way too big of a shit about Instagram, you know? Like they'll be like 35-year-old moms and dads who like actively probably post every day on Instagram. And if you look through their whole Instagram feed, it's most likely just pictures of themselves.
You say that like that's a problem though. And this is where you and I, this is the two-headed monster. This is where the
disconnect happens entirely.
This is why I'm more front pocket and you're a bit more back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. People have said that before, but oh my God, it's like, ugh. It makes me angry to the point where, you know, it's hard to articulate it.
And Jake, you don't get angry very easily. I've never seen you lose your cool.
No, I don't get heated about nothing.
I would second the whole Instagram deal because I saw something the other day. I think it was on Twitter. That's where I find most of my good-ish. That's where I go to giggle. But I saw something of, it was a 30-year-old parent on Instagram posting a photo of their 2-year-old daughter. And it's, wow, she decided to match with me today. Oh, as God. If the 2-year-old daughter dressed herself.
Oh my God, yeah. Because that also, was the plan. I'm also realizing right now, whatever government agent is monitoring my computer, they're going to get a hot little ping of me looking at little boys with, you know, very stylish, trendy hair.
Not Parker.
You don't like Parker? I like Parker.
Oh, what's wrong with Bentley? it's just all the teen moms gave just the most ridiculous names. Bentley and Parker. Well, Parker's not bad, but yeah, Bentley, Cadillac.
Cadillac.
just car names.
Ford Fiesta.
How about car brands?
You know I don't know car brands, Don.
Just like his sister.
Dressing children up. Also, did I already say this? When the hair is paired with like adult clothing as well. Oh my God! Like putting a little kid in like maybe it's just in the same vein of the whole parent posting it on Instagram and shit a lot, but it's like dressing a child up and like I can picture like it's they'll put them in like fancy ass glasses and a button down shirt with maybe a blazer over it and like a Gucci belt and some nice slacks. And I think the reason why it gets me mad, let's dive into this a little bit. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, what went wrong in where your does it childhood, come from?
My parents never dressed me up fancy ever. No matter how many times I asked. But I feel like it takes away from like being a kid. That makes sense, you know?
Yes, you don't get to roll around in the mud. Old school. Hard
yeah. That's what's wrong with kids today.
That's the thing. These kids grow up to become graphic designers instead of bringing their lunch pail and their hard hat.
Yeah, they grow up to want to make a fucking podcast and like get a real job.
They want to quit their real job or they want to go run away from their problems and play baseball until they wither away.
But I don't know, yeah, because I don't feel like kids should have, you know, trendy hair. It's like give them a bowl cut. I don't know. Give them really bad gelled up spiky hair.
Was your first haircut a big documented thing? Because I know there's a family video of my first haircut, like me watching a train go around at like a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. I think there's a baby book of mine somewhere with like, there might be a snippet of my hair in it. Oh. I honestly couldn't tell you. I hope there is.
Because we could sell that.
Could, one day. Sell it now to a creep.
Too late.
22-year-old baby hair.
I know. I know I was going to say that my sister, one of the
pieces of feedback you got.
I'm so bad with words.
Oh, one of God. The feedbacks. That's one fucking dumb, Dylan.
One of the pieces of feedback that I received, Jake, thank you for eloquently formulating that sentence for me.
Good, yes.
Was my sister had mentioned that we were corny at times, so hopefully she's not listening anymore. I'm not sending it to her anymore. I said I wanted constructive feedback.
Corny. Has she met us?
Nope. It's not like her friendship with your sister is what introduced us to one another.
I'm sorry, Morgan. We don't have what you may call highbrow humor. We're rolling around in the muck. Getting just filthy with it.
Just
making dumb jokes that may not land a lot of the time. But we're going to force them.
Which brings us to where we are now.
Flawless transition.
Because episode 2, structure. Mm-hmm. Who needs seamless transitions when you can have structure?
Structural. Like a wooden beam meeting another wooden beam, we will make a hard 90-degree turn from where we just were.
Well, 90-degree
turn. We can move on. Maybe I wasn't as heated about these children as I thought. I'm heated about the idea of it. Hot and bothered. Probably not the best words to use.
Essentially.
I am hot and bothered about these little boys.
So essentially, if 10 years from now, when you are 33.
Yep.
And you're on Instagram posting photos of Lil Bentley.
It's just a good name. It's a strong name. It's a high class name. To go with his high class haircut.
Bentley.
I'm also going to move to the South, I guess.
Bentley in Nashville, Tennessee. But basically anyone that's listening can hold Jake accountable if he goes on 10 years from now, 10, 15 years from now, posting photos of his child with shoes and everything, an entire outfit that matches the G-Eazy haircut.
Posting pictures of kids with shoes. just what feet. I do nowadays.
Just feet pics. An OnlyFans account for Jake's little toddler.
Oh, God. You think people would buy those? Why wait? I got a camera. Well, I got a lens that can zoom really far.
Photography plug. Mm-hmm. Because that's something Jake does.
At Jake's Feet Prints. I'm changing up the account.
Well, maybe this is something Jake's not as heated about.
Maybe I've come full circle on this. And I'm seeing the usefulness of it.
Like, wow, that kid looks good.
But, you know, maybe I'm more so... I hate the parents. That's what it should be about. If you put your kid in that shit, go fuck yourself. Yeah. I stand by that.
Those are some fighting words.
Them's some hot takes right there. That's a hot take.
That's some bulletin board material. All the young 35-year-old parents out there listening are just like heated. Like, I'll show that fucking chick.
Do you hear what is being said?
That no good little piece of shit that thinks he fucking knows how to parent. Wait until you have kids. And
Jake Erickson, enemy of trendy Instagram parents.
But that's the thing with all parents. They just want the best for their kids.
They want the clout for their child.
That's your hot take is it's the parents' fault, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll just have my lukewarm. But that's the thing with all parents. They just want the best for their kids.
But, you know, we're all just trying hard in this in this life.
And you only get one of them.
Hey, it's crazy times right now. There is no... What is the new normal? I don't know.
Kids wearing masks? No, you don't need to if you're under 8. You can't spread the virus.
We got to tap the brakes a little bit. I'm not trying to get into this. So I'm only trying to get into dumb parents with their dumb children. I think a lot of some of the issues I have are towards parents. Maybe I'm just rebellious.
Parents are the worst.
Speaking of bad parents, maybe this should be saved for a different time. Or maybe we can just go into it. Fat children.
Oh, jeez. I was once a fat child.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, the fat... I'm not saying... Hear me out. I don't have beef with the fat kids. That'd be funny, though. Because they have little beefy hands. They're little ravioli fingers.
Just... forearm, the hand, there's no wrist, there's...
It's like just one long...
meat stick.
You know those, like, tubes of dog food that it's like dog food cookie dough? That's what their arms are.
Just but, random wrinkles. Just a can of refried beans freshly out of the jar.
Freshly jiggled out. I don't remember where I heard this. It was like a friend of like my sister's friend or something, but they're like younger sibling. When they were a little baby, like the little baby was super like fat and had a bunch of rolls. And they were giving it a bath and they found that Cheerio underneath. It's like... arm roll or something. Classic. It's not hiding food at a young age. But to get back on topic, it's the parents that I don't like. It's not that I like it makes me mad. I get very sad inside when I see a fat child. Because it's like it's not their fault. It's your fat parents' fault.
My dad is always really harsh on that, which because I look back being a fat kid, and then I'm sure I've told you about this, how my dad, like one of the big moments or times where I really turned on my dad or despised him was when fifth grade, he got me a like workout book for Christmas, right? Instead of like video games and everything I wanted. And this was in front of like as an entire family, all of my dad's stepbrothers and sisters, all 12 of them, right? We're all there at this house. And my cousins get their iPods. iPods were a thing at the time. And then meanwhile, I'd ask for video games and instead video games and golf clubs. My dad's like, well, he's not playing golf because that's not active enough. And then video games. Yeah.
Video games are only going to contribute to this problem.
Yeah. So looking back, he was right on that. Did he embarrass me in front of the entire family? Yes. Am I scarred?
Do I hate Christmas because of it now? Definitely.
So, but it is funny how looking back, anytime I talk about that with my dad, it is like, he knows he was right. I know he was right. But at that time,
bad way to do it.
Mm-hmm. and him like signing me up for all these teams that I maybe did or did not want to play for, especially like basketball. I remember a basketball team he signed me up for that. I just wanted nothing to do with it. I hid my jersey before a game. Like I do all these things to get out of it. And looking back, I know before one of the tournaments, we were in the car. Yeah, my dad had to like literally pull me from the bed. Like I was holding on to the rails, in which I then...
was hard to do.
just so dense. I was dense like a French bulldog. But
I can move my center of gravity as I pleased.
But I just remember as soon as we sat down in the car, I uttered, "You're the worst dad ever," something along those lines. And of course, and how every single
one of those... How old were
you? 12, maybe 11 or 12.
Okay.
And how every single one of those tournaments went. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to play. And then I'd play. I'd have fun. And then we'd drive home. And I remember this time, because that was the only time I had said, "You're the worst dad ever," or whatever. And my dad just... It was a 2-hour car ride back. And on, you know... and an hour 45 minutes in as we're like getting off the freeway, "So am I still the worst dad ever?
You're still the worst dad ever, you little fucking meatball."
"No, dad, I've got lots of love for you."
Now let's go to Burger King, son.
my dad caught me throwing. We'd always have to eat our salad, right? Eat our vegetables. Eat our vegetables at dinner. And my dad got up to go to the bathroom or something. I sprinted outside and I just, like, right as I do it, I remember looking at the bowl of salad thinking like, ah, this is a little extra. And I just dump it out. And right as I do that, I look over my shoulder and there's my dad staring at me. What the?
With the belt in his hands. I just hear the snap.
I just remember he was like, what the? And I just ran right by him to my room, slammed my door. It was embarrassing. Sad. The lengths that I went to.
That's funny. I just picture, just how old is this? Do you remember when?
11, 12. It was
too many times to count. We inadvertently grew a vegetable garden, thanks to me. I don't remember planting these. I can just picture, like, just a little chunky kid just, like, staring at these vegetables during dinner, like, yeah, you know what's fucking coming.
Well,
just feeling the satisfaction of dumping out a bowl of salad.
Well, it's overplayed in movies and TV, the kid that, you know, gives his vegetables underneath the table to the dog, but my dog wouldn't eat it, so...
Splash wouldn't eat it.
No, Sadie. Sadie was always at my dad's house, and Sadie would not eat salad, so she would eat everything else. But so, therefore,
was she a lab? Circle.
No, Dalmatian.
Oh, okay.
It was Sadie's fault. She wouldn't eat the salad, which resulted in I had no other option but to...
Sadie was not a salad slut.
But boy, was she a slut.
Uh-huh.
And boy, was I not going anywhere with that.
God. Edgy, I like it. Yeah.
Hot take. Dalmatians are only good for one of two things.
And I'm all out of vegetables. Yeah.
Shall we get into music a little bit? Since I know everyone loved...
Yep. Look at that. That was actually a transition. Who knows? I will edit it in. But it was. But it was.
Sorry in advance if anyone thinks that we're very, like, low energy right now. Jake is about to start his day. I'm finishing my day.
Let me hear some noise from all my night shift friends out there. Everyone working the graveyard shift and loves their life. Woo. Let me hear you say, hey.
Let me see you skateboard. While drinking cranberry. While drinking cranberry juice, listening to Fleetwood Mac Dreams.
I like how that has taken off.
Good for you, Dogface. 420.
Interesting name. Isn't it like 280, 288?
I thought it was 420.
Do your research. Music, though. Music.
Fleetwood Mac. Drink. That's holy my shit. Recommendation.
We're unstoppable when it comes to these flawless transitions.
Here's a song you might not have heard.
Yeah, we should we definitely gotta do the at least gotta do the recommendation. But I don't know. You hear any good stuff lately? Any albums you wanna discuss?
No. I did hear, and it might be a little early for this.
Some hot goss.
It's not Christmas season. Oh, and
never mind.
But something that I really did enjoy when it first came out, probably a year or two ago, was Cooking Soul. I'm not sure what his background is exactly, other than he just makes a bunch of mixes where he samples artist stuff and makes said mixes. But anyways, he did a MF Doom Christmas album. and it was really, really enjoyable. So I would highly recommend listening to that when Christmas time rolls around. I know
I'm gonna check that out.
I'm early. I think it's about 30 minutes long, but someone recently played that in the gym I was in, and I was enjoying it. But I just know I remember using that as a way to like introduce my dad to rap, or thinking I could somehow like convince him, hey, rap isn't that bad, because he's just always like, oh, it irritates my skull, or you know, the bass is too, you know, some lame excuse. Old heads, man. But I just remember the first track, you know, you hear just the start of what is Christmas music. I'm not sure what song. And I just remember my dad like thinking, like breathing out this sigh of relief, like, oh, finally, no rap. And then he just hears MF Doom, whatever the first few lines are, just, oh, no. There's like a little scratch. There's a little scratch at the beginning of the song, and then it kind of like the beat hits, and my dad just
crashed the car into a tree. A Christmas tree.
Oh god, not this.
Oh no,
my eardrums are
bleeding. I you listen to Joji? You know who that is?
No.
Joji? Do you know who he is, or you don't listen to him?
Neither.
I feel like you'd like him. Well, I think you would. He has a very, like, he goes for this guy. It's kind of like lo-fi, sad boy kind of sound. It's like lo-fi, like trap. To use as many buzzwords of current music right now.
I like lo-fi. I'm a sad boy.
It's good sad boy music, but his album he just put out, I like. But since you haven't heard of it, or him, I guess we can't talk about it.
Well, you can.
I like it.
The end.
I'd rather talk about something we both know. Fleet Foxes. Who I know you love.
Two or three songs.
Their new album is so nice.
Well, maybe I'll listen to it.
You should. It's called Shore. It's very, like...
Sure, I'll listen to it. Isn't that funny? Fuck.
God. It's super... Because, I mean, the stuff that I showed you of them, it is very similar to that era of them, because this is their fourth
2012-2013.
This is their fourth album they've put out, and the one that I showed you stuff off of was most likely it's called Helplessness Blues. The album cover is like lots of like weird little like doodles almost, and it's like red and yellow mainly, but this is super reminiscent of that, which I really loved about it. Because, I don't know, their last album they put out, I liked. I wasn't the biggest fan of. But this, oh boy. It's super good. If you have time to listen to it, like, all the way through, I would say. That would be best. Because it is... It isn't, you know, an album that's just kind of like random-ass songs stitched together. Like, it doesn't all flow into each other and like transition from song to song like flawlessly, but as a whole, I think it plays super well. It's like a good listen through. It's like under an hour.
Well, I can listen to that.
15 songs.
My attention span will last. I'm laughing right now because I'm thinking back to, I ended up listening to your last suggestion, but here Jake and I, if based on my suggestion, you could have listened to our first episode and then noticed that I said, oh, Flatbush Zombies released this today, or this dropped today, which was then like a month and a half separated from, removed from,
as
when
said,
we actually ended up
editing. Yeah. Took a while.
But during the editing process, it wasn't like when we were first recording this, having our initial conversation, that I heard Jake's suggestion of Pac-Man by The Gorillaz. Yeah, and so I listened to it when I was editing like a month later. Like, oh shit, that's good, and maybe I'll have to bring it up to Jake. And so here I am in episode 2 saying, hey, your episode 1 suggestion was good.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Did you agree that it's like weirdly, it's like kind of Halloween sounding? I don't know if you remember the song.
I like the visuals. I like the fact that it was the Gorillaz. This sounds like such a, like an elementary, like I'm just a little kid. I like the visuals.
I like the Gorillaz.
I like the Gorillaz cartoon, and then Schoolboy Q being a human being was cool.
Did they put a music video out?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's what I saw.
I didn't know that. I'm gonna watch that.
Do the fizzle dance.
Same song, actually.
Bay Area. But music, though.
A song that I've been listening to a lot lately, because it's super, I don't know, it brings my mood up a little bit. I've been super down with work. Like, these shifts are, I'm bumping my mic around. These shifts are just killing me, and it's brutal. So I've been like, I was super bummed about like, I don't know, everything kind of at once. Like, work was shitty, and not being able to see people a lot because of having to like quarantine and shit and the COVID. And everyone's just busy right now. It's really hard to see people. But it's this song. It's called Low by Chet Faker. Who, have you listened to him at all?
No.
No. He had that song that I'm sure you've had. He made this song with Flume. I don't know when that came out. Chet.
I was going to say Chet. No, that's a name.
Chet Faker. No, it's this... He made his... Well, he made a whole EP with Flume a while ago. It was called Lockjaw. But it's this song, Drop the Game, came out 20... That's it. Shouldn't play it for that long, though. Especially if we're recording, because that's how you get copyright infringement.
Just mute it out. I can mute it out of my own sound.
Okay. True. But it's super good, because like the overall like message of it is really nice. And it's very like inspiring, I guess. Because listening to it, I'm just like, the whole thing is like, shit sucks right now, but I'm going to push through it. Basically, so it's a good message, good takeaway.
Cause Jake's a survivor, he's gonna get up.
All I do is get up.
Have you ever listened to Oliver Tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a big Oliver Tree fan.
Saw him live.
Really?
He was at a music festival I was at. Very weird.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, I'm just kind of turned off by him just solely on his personality and all that.
That whole thing is an act, you do know that, right?
It's a character. But still, like, there's a part of me that, like, since I haven't gotten incredibly into that, I therefore can't, like, find myself becoming a huge Oliver Tree fan. Like, it's like you have to, it's like Little Dicky or whoever else, you have to, like, accept the act and, like, oh, yeah, that's fucking funny as fuck, and therefore, but... Anyways, I don't know if you've ever heard the song When I'm Down by Oliver Tree.
I love that song.
Yeah, as like cheesy as that is. My head flows
up when I'm on my own. Yeah, so he did that with Weepin, who is also very good.
There's nothing more basic than saying that when I was down, I listened to a song called When I'm Down. And that uplifted me. Wow.
Whatever you need to get you through it.
Isn't that introspective?
So yeah, that's mine. Low by Chet Faker. Who, if you know about Chet Faker, it's actually pretty interesting. So the name Chet Faker, like that's just like the artist name. It's actually this guy named Nick Murphy who a while ago, because he was putting out music solely as Chet Faker, and then he put out this like announcement that he's like, oh, I'm done with like that Chet Faker like character. He's like, that was a part of my life. I loved it. It was great, like exploration in my like self and my music, but I'm moving on. I'm just going to be putting music out as Nick Murphy now. But now he's and back.
And we can bleep that name
out. Yeah, I don't want to. We haven't talked to him about putting him on, but yeah. It's cool. He's putting stuff out as Chet Faker again.
Damn. Now that's pretty interesting. Speaking of Chet Faker, let's cut now to a totally not fake ad read that we did. Enjoy.
Were you alive in 2015? I was. And if there's one artist that could encapsulate that year in its entirety, well, that would be none other than Fetty Wap himself.
Yes, the Trap King.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, back to the important matter at hand. Fetty Wap's music was able to bring joy to any event, whether it was your senior prom or a raging house party, with hits like 679, My Way, and of course, Trap Queen. It was Fetty's world and we were all living in it.
Aha! Just like how it was President Woodrow Wilson's world that we were subject to during the Prohibition era, you see?
What are you doing? What the hell is that voice?
Not sure what you're referring to, Sonny Boy, but alas! Carry on with this fantastic ad read.
Are you puffing on a cigar?
But of course, good for the blood.
Jake, that's it. You gotta stop watching these documentaries about the US during the early 20th century.
Hey, fuck you, dude. For once, would you just let me have this?
Oh, wow. Jake, I never knew you were feeling like that. Is everything okay?
I don't know, man. I guess I didn't realize how much I miss Fetty Wap, and I must be deflecting it onto you.
Yeah, that's a shame. See, folks, this is why we all need to band together to figure out what happened to Fetty Wap. Where is he? Where has our savior gone? Had you told me in 2015 that 5 years from now, Fetty Wap would have disappeared from the music industry, while Post Malone, the white guy with dreads that put out White Iverson, would go on to critical acclaim, I would never believe it. But here we are, asking for your help. You know what, Jake? I think I know a certain 1920s-ish gangster-type character that could help us finish out this ad read.
You mean it?
Sure thing, buddy. Go get him.
If you or anyone you know has any information regarding the whereabouts of Fetty Wap, please call our toll-free line at 1-800-555-FETTY.
Well, wasn't that something?
Wasn't that something?
We really hope you guys enjoyed that, because we enjoyed writing it, but we also recognized that, Jake, that was...
It was strange. I know, it was weird, but... Going out on a limb, trying something new.
1920s-ish gangster needed his recognition. That character needed to make it into an episode.
Oh, don't worry, you'll see more of him. Yeah. Well, with that, that is the conclusion of this episode. Episode 2 with the boys. Dylan, did you have fun?
Oh, I always have fun. It's always just such a sweet treat. Hopping on a Zoom or a FaceTime with Jakey, but
okay.
But yes, ideally we will get these turned around in less than a month and a half. But we hope you guys enjoy. All right, Jake, give us a what are those called? ASMR.
A little ASMR send off.
Yeah,
I can take a little bite of my oatmeal. That'd be good. I hope you all had a good time listening. And we will see you when we see you. Bye.
Bye.